Yeah. No,
I
don't think.
I don't know exactly what a corn dodger is, but I've heard it.
It's corn dodger, but I don't think that would be a caller. I never had heard, but a corn dodger just cook some cornbread and make it up, I mean, just any kind of way you want.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about the little things that you fix in, well, cornmeal still, and you fix it up into little balls and drop it in deep fat and you have it with fish?
Yeah.
Now, have you ever fixed those at all?
Yeah.
And how do you fix those?
Hush puppies?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, you make...
What do you put in them besides the cornmeal and something to hold them together? Do you put onions in them?
Well, so many people can put to that flavor, you know. But I never did put any onions in the hush. But I use onions in a good bit. But now just think about it. Neither one of us use onion now when I cook it.
Now, I
used to think, you know, dressing. And I still think if you're going to make dressing, you got to put a little onion in it.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't eat it. Now, onions don't suit me. When you get older, there's a lot of things that you can't eat.
Yeah, I imagine that's true.
I just get where they don't suit me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know, last year I didn't care for turnip greens, and I always loved them better than most anything.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care for them. Well, this winter, my son said, Mama, he kind of thought, you know, if I try to get something he'd like. So he found some with some little turnips on them and,
mm-hmm.
and nothing, but I must try it. So I went ahead and I got some pork to cook with them and cooked them. And, you know, they just like to kill me.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am. I had a friend, her mother had died, and she was 97 years old then. And when she passed on, and it hurt me so bad, and the doctor told me they're not to cook and eat anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked this young lady, that her mother get to wear vegetables, you know, certain vegetables. And she said, the first thing she said, and Ms. Hollis said turnips, she couldn't eat the turnips in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just shocked. I didn't know anybody couldn't eat them.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I didn't realize that either.
But he says sometimes there's a type of people that you get where you can't eat.
Mm-hmm. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
That was just a show at our house. Let me tell you. What'd you call them?
I know you
rake the ashes back and...
That's a lot of that can.
Yes, I know, but I...
And how did you all fix them when you had them at home? How did you fix them in the fire?
We had a servant, and that's what she did. We had the big fireplace in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and that big logs of wood on, and left that. That's what you had to have, you know, good oak coals like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd rake them out like that, get a clean place on the fireplace back there, and she'd make the pone and put it down there, and she'd just put a little salt in it. It's a little fun.